Hey everyone, welcome to the Lead Hership Show. My name is Harriet Schumacher. I am a certified executive coach and women's leadership expert. And what you're about to listen to is a previously recorded masterclass, which I held inside my private Facebook community over a week, actually 9 days. And the masterclass is called the Resilient Female Leader Masterclass, which is a free masterclass that I host whenever I feel like it really, but usually quarterly. This one happened in September. We had over 1,300 women from all walks of life, all experiences, all backgrounds attend. And what you're about to listen to is a live recording. So these were, you're going to hear me talking to some of the other women on chat. This is a live Facebook live event that we hosted inside the group. So you're going to get an opportunity to listen into that workshop. If you would like to sign up for the next one, all you need to do is join my free Facebook community, Radical Lead Hers, which is what you need to look up on Facebook, and you will find me there. I hope you enjoy this masterclass. It was so much fun to teach, so much energy, so much enthusiasm. Enjoy, and thanks for tuning in. Take care. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to session number 3. I am so excited to be here with you today. I am waiting for you to arrive into this live call that we are having here today. Welcome back, day 3. Go on in and say hello. Hi, Crystal. Hi, Sarah. Happy Wednesday. Welcome. Middle of the week. That's not stopping us. We are here. We are live. Welcome. And thank you so much for being here. Congratulations on all of your hard work and all of your passion, all of your commitment, all of your excitement and your engagement. I couldn't be more proud of all of the work that you are putting in this week here inside this group. We are reading through every single one of your comments, every single one of your posts. We are tuning in and paying attention to you, and you are here. We are here on this ride with you. So thank you so much for being here. As you're arriving, as always, say hello, pop into the chat, let us know where you're coming from today. We love getting to know you. We love knowing where you're at, and love to hear also what have been some of your big takeaways this week? What have been some of the things that you've been thinking about, simmering on? What are some of the takeaways that you've had so far this week? We love hearing that. We love hearing your feedback. And so please go ahead and just pop that into the chat, and we will read through all of your comments as we're moving through here today. And also, if you have questions, anything that you want to have answered or me to address on a deeper level, you also know that we have a live Q&A session happening this Saturday. So if there's questions, things that you're curious about, feel free to pop those into the chat as well. We will make sure to add those to our very big document that is growing with all of your fabulous questions. So thank you so much. As always, I want to remind you to have your workbook, and you're going to need lots of paper today. Lots of extra note-taking paper. We're going to be covering a lot today and tomorrow. These two sessions today and tomorrow are absolutely critical for you to either attend live or to watch later. This is really where we start to get tactical. We start to looking at how, because the past 2 days, if we recap, we've been really working on mindset. We've been working on team evolve versus team repeat. And all my team evolvers are here right now, which I love that. And we've been looking at plateaus and kind of diagnosing things and like, what's going on? Like, where am I at? You know, what kind of change do I want to make? So I'm sure, and from reading through some of your comments, I'm sure lots of you are ready to make some changes. You are ready to put some action into this. And so today and tomorrow are really, and Friday are critical courses, because that's really where we take the ideas and we start to deploy them into strategies. And so thank you so much for being here, for gifting me with your time and attention and all of your energy. And I'm going to give you everything that I've got today to help you improve the quality of the conversations that you are having. And before we dive into any new content today, I just want to make sure that I formally introduce myself. Hello, I am Harriet Schumacher. I am so happy to be here with you today. I am a women's leadership coach. My company, Big Leap Leadership, we help women build lucrative and rewarding careers. I am the host of this Resilient Female Leader Masterclass, and also the creator of Lead Hership, our executive coaching program exclusively for women in leadership. And so I love having you here. I love hearing your success stories with what you're learning. And so hello, hello. Plateaus were helpful. Awesome. Yes. Hard stuff. Interesting. Hey, I love that you guys are taking it and putting it out loud. And that's one thing that's really about accountability, right? What I find is a lot of women keep their ideas and keep their, you know, their brilliance and their struggles in silence. And so, you know, learning to be able to put that out there into the world is it's an important step, right? It's an important step for lots of different reasons. So, okay. So today's session 3, it's going to be a big one because I know all of you, every single one of you have a big conversation somewhere on the horizon for you. Okay. And so we're going to dig deep into this topic. And before we do, as always, I want you to close down and eliminate all your other distractions. Close down all the other tabs that you have open, eliminate the distractions that are around you as best as you can. And, you know, all of your emails, let's take a deep breath. Let's get our, whatever we need to get focused and ready to go. Because this conversation that we're going to have today is a game-changing conversation. Okay. And for now and in the future, and what you're going to learn today, as I mentioned earlier, are strategies, skills, and mindsets that you're going to keep with you for the rest of your life. So if you are all in and you are distraction free and you are ready to go with me right now, put all in into the chat. I want to hear you all in. Tell me, are you all in? Are you focused? Are you ready to go? Are you committed to evoking change with fierce conversations with me today? Let's go. So before we get too far down the road, though, into today's new content, I need to give credit where credit is due, because Fierce Conversations is a book written by the incredible Susan Scott, and you all need to get a copy of it. Order it on Amazon, grab a copy of it. Many of you have probably taken Fierce Conversations training with me before. So I am a master facilitator of Fierce Conversations, of Susan's work. I have been training leaders and companies like yours on how to have these types of conversations for the past 12 years. And so today, I am giving you a peek under the hood as to what that is all about. This is by no means all of it. We got an hour to be here today. The full enchilada takes about 2.5 days to get through, right? It's really heavy lifting. But what I'm going to share with you today is it's a glimpse, and it's going to be practical. You're going to be able to apply it straight away, okay? Which is always where I want to move you to taking action, because we know that change comes from taking action. So I facilitated this Fierce Conversations training for thousands of leaders, literally thousands of leaders. In 2019, I think I had this training with, not what we're getting today, but the 2-day training, literally 2,500 people I worked with. So when you have that many conversations with leaders about conversations, you learn some things. You really begin to learn, you know, why do we struggle with conversations? Why are some more effective than others? And so I want to share with you lots of information about how to really show up fiercely and how to have conversations that get results. And so this is what I want for you. I want for every single one of you to have life-altering, career-altering, results-altering conversations. The kind of conversations that are ultimately going to make significant difference, really move things forward. I believe that conversations actually is our implementation tool. It's what we need to learn to improve upon in order to really influence the areas in our lives that matter most, in our careers, our companies, our personal relationships, all of those areas. Because, you know, a belief of mine and a belief of Fierce's is, while no single conversation is guaranteed to change the trajectory of a career, a company, a relationship, or a life, any single conversation can. Any single conversation can dramatically alter anything that's happening in our lives, because conversations are powerful. They either move us towards what we want or away from what we want based on what we are talking about. And I think about my own life, and think about yours too. I mean, how many times have you had a conversation that has dramatically shifted something for you? It's either helped you get more of what you want, or it's taken you further away from what you want based on what you've been talking about. So when I think about the conversations which have really moved the trajectory for me, they've been life altering, right? Like, I have changed. I am no longer maintaining status quo. I know that, you know, things are moving in the direction that I want them to do. But the sad thing is, most of us are more familiar, far more familiar with conversations that ultimately are pointless. That's the more common experience, right? Conversations that waste time, conversations that waste energy, conversations that waste money, conversations that don't actually build relationships. They're frustrating. The cost involved in those types of pointless conversations are immense. And, you know, when I think about failed conversations, I think about missing conversations, they lead to a lot of confusion. In the work context, they lead to confused priorities, people not really understanding what the heck I'm supposed to be doing or what is going on. Lack of execution. So people aren't really, you know, doing what it is that they need to be doing, or apathy, like no impetus for action because we're not talking about things in the way that we should be talking about them. And all of this hits the bottom line for every single one of your businesses, every organization. It hits the bottom line in terms of your career prospects and where you're going to go in the future, not to mention the impact that it has on morale, not to mention the impact that it has on engagement, job satisfaction, and job security. Okay. So at the end of the day, the point I'm really trying to make here for all of you is that these failed and missing conversations are at the root of all of the problems that we're experiencing in life right now. And so I believe if we can solve that, if you can get better at the quality of the conversations that you're having in the areas of your life that matter most, and we're talking about career here, we're talking about leadership here, but you know, also in your personal life, then I think you can solve most of the problems that are in front of you right now, really and truly. And so I don't want to waste any more time. I don't want you to waste any more time engaging in conversations that don't get results, in pointless conversations, because I know your time is already taxed. And so I really want to help you to improve the quality of the conversations that you're having so that you can save time and you can save energy and you can get the results that you ultimately really want. So let's figure out how to do this. Let's learn how to talk about what matters. In fact, I'm going to tell you this, and I want you to write this down. What you talk about and what you don't talk about dictates what will happen or won't happen every single time. So I've coached so many people over my career. I've facilitated so many workshops over my career, and I can guarantee, and I promise you, every single issue that has ever come across my plate that I have ever, you know, sunk my teeth into to try to help generate a solution, every single one of those issues always has to do with conversation, 100% of the time. It's always about ineffective conversation, either conversation with ourselves or conversation with other people. It's at the core. And so I know that you're here. You're here at this masterclass with me this week because you want better results. You want to shift something, right? And so whether that's for yourself, whether that's for your career, whether that's for your team, whether that's for your company. And so when you think about the results that you're trying to generate with me this week, and when you're thinking about what you want more of, you really need to understand that 100% of your ability to generate those results has everything to do with the quality of the conversations that you are having or not having. So simply put, guys, conversations equal results. Put that into the chat. Conversations equals results. Write it down. And so, you know, when you think about this, like, whoa, there's the key. Yeah. Conversations equals results. The key is right here for you guys. The key to all the change that you want to create has everything to do with what you are talking about and what you are not talking about. It is both that simple and that hard, okay? And so let's talk about the word fierce for a second here. What comes to mind when you think of the word fierce? What's the first thing that you think of when you hear fierce? And what exactly is a fierce conversation? How is that different from other conversations that you may be engaging in, okay? And so for a lot of people, they'll tell me things like, well, fierce sounds like aggressive and it sounds confrontational and it sounds adversarial and it feels like, you know, I'm going to get my claws out and I'm going to sink them into people and get all fierce on somebody today and, you know, never see them again. And that's really not what it's about. I want you to think of the word fierce as meaning loyal. So if you had a boss, a coworker, a friend, a family member who was fiercely loyal to you and things weren't going well, things weren't moving in the right direction, How would they demonstrate their loyalty to you? How would they be fiercely loyal to you? They would talk with you, right? They would sit down, they would level with you, they would have a conversation with you. And so the thing that I hear, and I'm always so surprised of over and over again, is the fear that we have with being demonstrating our loyalty by being able to be honest with people, okay? And so I want you to just think about, fierce is a mindset. Fierce is an approach to leading. Fierce is a business strategy. Fierce is about how we actually get the best results from our lives, okay? It's not a tactic. It's way much more than that. And so when we talk about how do we define a fierce conversation, and this is in your workbook, so you want to fill this in, you want to write this down. A fierce conversation is one in which we come out from behind ourselves, we step into a conversation, and we make it real. So we come out from behind ourselves, we step into the conversation, and we make it real. And so I want to break this definition down for you because there's a lot to unpack here, and it's important that we get this. So let's first talk about the word conversation. And so the Latin root of the word conversation is conversare, which means to associate with. It's an exchange of ideas and sentiments, and it begins with con, C-O-N, which in Spanish means with. And so this idea of being with you, with people, is really an integral part of a fierce conversation. I want you to think about, how do you talk with people? Do you invite people into a conversation with you? Do you say, I want to talk to you? Rather, I would like to talk with you. The way in which we position ourselves and our expectations out of conversations and our role with them has a lot to do with how they unfold. You know, how many of you can think of someone who doesn't talk with you? Instead, they talk to you and at you. Does anybody know that person? How many of you know somebody who talks at you or talks to you? They don't really talk with you. They're not like bringing you in, you know? And so we would call those versations and not conversations. So can you think of somebody in your world that has versations? They don't actually have a conversation with you. And start to think about, are you doing that with your team? Are you versating at people? And so think about what, yeah, I'm sometimes that person. Yeah, I know. Yeah, 100%, right? And so what are the problems with versating? What happens when we versate at people? Think about the impact that versating at people has on relationships. Think about the impact that versating at people has on results, right? Think about how that impacts morale, productivity, engagement, all of these things, how it impacts your career when people are just versating at you, right? And so I really want you to think about that, that this is a two-way process. This is about inviting people with us, okay? Now let's take the next part of this definition. Let's go back to what we mean when we say real, when we say make it real. So there's an action that's required there, right? We said, I want you to come out from behind yourself and I want you to step into this conversation and I want you to make it real. So what do we mean by that? And what do we need to come out from behind in order for us to be real? And what the heck is real anyway, right? So for me, real is honest. Real is direct. Real is clear. Real is authentic, trustworthy. Real is curious. Real is effective. And I have to come out from behind the facade, the mask, all of the other things that are getting in my way that are preventing me from being real. And here's the other thing. I know real feels scary. I know that there's like a whole other side of this, which is like, okay, there feels like there's a lot of risk in being real. We can be afraid to really get to know people, and we can be afraid to really let people get to know us. And I want you, though, to consider the unreal conversations in your life. I want you to consider the costs of unreal conversations. What are the costs that you're experiencing in your world due to unreal conversations? What are they costing you? What are they costing your career? What are they costing your team? What are they costing your personal relationships by engaging in unreal conversations? Because I'll tell you this, a careful conversation is a failed conversation because it merely postpones what the conversation wants and needs to be about. So I really want you to think about how many conversations have you engaged in this week that were not real? How many meetings have you attended in recent history where you knew that the real issues were not being discussed? And what would become possible for you as a powerful, strong female leader if everyone, including you, knew how to engage in open, honest, two-way conversations? Think about that. What would be possible if we could just do this already, right? And if nothing changes regarding the quality of the conversations that you're having about your career, about your life, about your business, about your organization and your personal lives, if nothing changes, if things stay the same and you keep engaging in unreal conversations, what's the impact for you? What's the impact for you? And so my experience, and I'm like, you can tell I'm fired up right now, right? Like I get into this. I hope you're with me. Honesty has taken a back seat in our lives and in business. This is not common. We don't do this very well. You know, it's uncommon. Honesty is uncommon in business. Realness is uncommon. And I can tell you this from personal experience because I've had thousands of conversations with business leaders and companies like yours and senior executives and women like you who are talking to me about what's going on and where you're stuck. And it has to do with the fact that we're not being real with each other 100% of the time. And so what are we being and who are we being and what are we doing if we're not being real? Well, here's a list that I compiled. So if we're not being real, what are we being instead? We are being nice. We are being likable. We are being passive. We are being quiet. We are being conservative. We are being reserved. We are being complacent. We are being disengaged. We are being distant. We are being aggressive. And most importantly of all, we are being inauthentic. So, how's that working for you? How's that list working for you? So, here is what I want for every single one of you, women. Every single one of you, I want you to get way more afraid, way more uncomfortable with the unreal conversation, because I bet they are costing you way more. So in your workbook on page 9, I want you to think about this and I want you to write this down. What is a real conversation that you need to have? What's a conversation that you've been avoiding? The real one. And what is it? Who is it with and what's it about? So I want you to think about that. What's the weight that you've been carrying, something that you've been avoiding? And I want you to get really honest with yourself. What's at stake for you and for others if you never have this conversation? Either if you keep dancing around it or you keep avoiding it altogether. What's at stake for your career? What's at stake for your health? What's at stake for your sanity? If you never have this conversation, because doing nothing different is always a choice, right? Always a choice. So I want you to think about what's it costing you right now? What will it cost you in the future? And I want you to write that down. I need you to get honest and get real with yourself, because you got to get to that place first before you can start to turn anything around, and sit with that for a moment. And what's really worse here? The conversation that you need to have, or the future for you if you never have it? What's really worse here? So here's another way of looking at this. And this is a practice that I've put in place over the years, and I encourage all of my clients to do this, is to write this down and stay connected to this. What am I pretending not to know? What are you pretending not to know? We are really skilled at that. We pretend not to know that issues exist. Like, you know, we're getting paid to do that. Okay. So here is what I will promise you. And I really do promise you this. Everything that you want to achieve, everything that you want, is waiting for you inside the conversation that you are not having, the conversation you are avoiding. Everything that you want to achieve, the better relationship, more money, more engaged team, more time, more productivity, all of those things that you want, waiting. You got to have the conversation. So, but the, you know, and every single one of us has faced a moment where, you know, they wonder, you know, should I do this? Should I really be honest here? You know, so, and then we contemplate that, like we have a conversation with ourselves, we contemplate that, and we're like, not today, you know? And so, you know, should we speak up? Should we speak to power? Should we speak the truth? And what do we do? We talk ourselves out of it. We shy away. We hold our tongue. We say to ourselves, I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to rock the boat. I don't want to make matters worse. Or my favorite excuse of all, I don't want to hurt their feelings. My favorite. So I get it. Okay. I get it. I get that there's risk. I get that there's risk and there's no guarantees, but there's risk on both sides, right? So this is about, where do you really feel the most discomfort? Where are you experiencing the most pain? Where are you paying the highest price, the highest cost? So it can be hard to muster the courage to speak honestly, but if you don't do it, you're never going to learn to get better at it. You know, maybe you're concerned about how your boss will react when you do this, whether or not somebody's going to get offended or whether there will be repercussions, right? But I want you to really consider the repercussions of staying silent. What are the repercussions of you staying silent? We talked about quiet resilience already this week. And so I really want you to also think about this for all the relationships that you have in your life, personally and professionally, where there is no honesty, there is no trust. Write that down. No honesty, no trust. And so I know that this speaks really easy. And if it was so easy, everybody would be doing this by now, right? And so I want to talk with you now that we've talked about what is a fierce conversation? What do we mean when we talk about real? Why should we be tuning into this? Why does this matter? I want to give you some steps now that you can start to take to move your conversations more in the direction that I want you to see them going. And I'm sure you do too. And this is like really what needs to happen in a conversation in order for it to be fierce. And, you know, not all conversations are created equal. Like we've kind of already talked about that, right? And so I'm going to walk you through what Susan calls and what Fierce calls are four objectives. And when you think about objectives, this is in page 10 in your workbook, when you think about this, these are what need to happen in a conversation in order for it to be fierce, okay? And so as I walk through each one of these and start to define them for you and break them down for you, I really want you to reflect on the conversations that you have been engaging in recently and which objectives you feel you're meeting and which ones are you not meeting. And, you know, in other words, what's the gap for you? Like, where's your opportunity here and what's going on for you? And we're going to do a little bit of a poll around that at the end, because I want to get your feedback. I want to see where your opportunity lies. Okay. So objective number one, and you want to fill this in. Objective number one is interrogate reality. Interrogate reality. So here's what does that mean, right? So here's what we mean when we say interrogate reality. You know, reality is constantly changing, right? Like this 2020 has been a good example of that. Like every single day, right? Reality is constantly changing for all of us. And if I were to ask you to, you know, describe what's going on in the world today, or if I asked you to describe what's happening in this masterclass session today, or if I were to ask you to like describe what this camera is showing you right now, you know, would you all describe the same thing? No, right? We would all have a different version of, you know, global events and what's happening in the world. And, you know, if you went to a meeting and you asked all of your colleagues what happened in that Zoom call earlier today, everybody's going to have a different take on that. So my question really is, which one of you would be right? Which one of you really owns the truth? Which one of you is right in a meeting? Which one of you is right in this conversation that we're having right now? All of us are. All of you are. This is true, and this is true, and this is true, and this is true. Turns out, you know, there are multiple competing realities, you know, about every topic under the sun. But this is really where we get into trouble the most, because we make being right more important than being curious. We make being right more important than being curious, which means that we're versating at people all over again. And I see this happen in boardrooms and in meetings day in, day out, where the leader who is so bought into their idea comes into the conversation convincing everybody that they're the most right person in the room, and everybody else just needs to nod their head and say, yeah, you're right. Okay. So there's no interrogating reality happening there. And, you know, so I really want you to think about interrogating your own reality first, because this is where growth and evolution lives, you know, to be open to question the assumptions that you are making about what you think is real. Reality is a perception. That's what we do all day long, right? And so what's the story that you are telling yourself about the person, about the situation? You know, are you building a case in order to make yourself right? And, you know, what else could be going on that you're not aware of? You know, how could you be wrong about something? Like, that's when we get into the place where we're open and interrogating and questioning our assumptions about what we think is real. And this is really, really important for leadership today. Okay, because we don't know, when we're not interrogating reality, when we're making assumptions and drawing conclusions, we're usually wrong, and it can be really off-putting, right? So number two, objective number two is to provoke learning. Provoke learning. So in a conversation, it's two-way if we're doing it right. And so this is about, you know, your learning and the other person's learning. This is about sharing what you're seeing from your perspective, what's going on from where you sit, and inviting in what's going on from theirs. So too often I feel like that gets missed. Like, a lot of the conversations that we are having, guys, are very one-sided. And it's like the answer is right there. People are like, well, I'd really like to know what's going on with this other person. Well, maybe you should ask, you know, change the conversation and you'll get more information. You'll get more data coming at you. So every conversation that we have has an opportunity for us to learn something about ourselves, about our own behavior, our own style, how we could be contributing to the issue that's leading to the less than desirable result. And, you know, I see so many I've been to so many meetings, as have you, where I see people, you know, you can see how they present in the conversation. And, you know, they're just like, I wish everybody would just listen to me more, because I know what it is that we need to do. I know that I'm right. Now, I don't really have much to learn here. Everybody else needs to learn what I know, you know? And so it's really about demonstrating a bias to learn something new in conversation. And so I want you to think about that. How often do you really demonstrate a bias to learn something new? Or do you go into conversations with your mind made up and kind of entrenched in your view there? Okay, third objective, and this is a doozy. Third objective is tackle tough challenges. So most conversations scratch the surface. We do a lot of band-aiding of issues, especially in business, and we avoid talking about tough stuff. So this is what this objective is like, what's the root issue that we need to resolve in this conversation? Like, what is the tough challenge? What is the barrier that is in our way that we need to get through in order to get to the other side? Like, what's the bridge that we have to cross here? And so, you know, fierce conversations are not neutral. It's not about maintaining status quo. It's not about taking it easy and, you know, kind of dipping our toe in the water with the realness until everybody gets comfortable and let's have a safe space, you know, safe space so that we can, you know, ease our way into realness. How is that working? You know, the goal here is to tackle tough challenges, because then we travel light, then we travel agenda free, then we actually get to focus on the things that matter, then we actually start solving the real problems. And so I want you to think about that. What is the conversation with your name on it? What are the issues that are in front of you that are getting made worse because we're not talking about them? What are the challenges that you most need to tackle at the root? And what is taking up energy for you and for your team that if you were to start a conversation about those challenges, you could actually start getting some forward momentum, okay? The fourth objective is enrich relationships. So let me be clear here. You can be a bulldozer at tackling tough challenges and destroy relationships. So there's a way to do this with grace and skill and empathy and compassion, and where I put relationship building at the core of why I'm doing this. I'm choosing to be fierce with you. I'm choosing to have real conversations with you and be honest with you because of loyalty, because I care about you and I care about me and I care about the results that we're trying to create here. And I care about my career enough to sit down and have this conversation with you. And this is where the respect lies. This is where I plan. This is where I prepare. And so fierce conversations, when done well, they enrich relationships. And there's something within us that responds deeply to those people who level with us, who are like, I'm not going to let you fail. I care enough about you to want to sit down and have this conversation with you. And so that is the goal here. The goal here is at the end of this conversation, our relationship is stronger because we've talked with each other this way. And we are not just maintaining status quo, okay? And so I really want you to think about, you know, the relationship and building the relationship and what you want to accomplish in that relationship is more important than your comfort in having it. It's got to be. It's got to be. So now that we've talked about these four objectives, I want to do a bit of a poll here. Now that you have a bit of an understanding of what these are, here's what I'm looking for. I want you to tell me, based on your experience, which objective is not being met in the conversations that you're engaging in today. Tell me in the chat. Is it interrogate reality? Is it provoking learning? Is it tackling tough challenges? Or is it enriching relationships? Which one are you struggling to meet based on the conversations that you're participating in today? Today and, you know, the past week, where do you struggle? And organizationally, like, look at your team. Look at them and say, where do we fall off the rails here? Like, where's our opportunity in terms of how we are communicating? If we believe that conversations are results, it's how we get everything done. What's our sticking point here? What are we not doing in our conversations? Because this is the strategy, guys. This is it. Meeting these four objectives every single conversation, every single time is the practice and it is the work. Okay. So I want you to write these objectives down. I want you to think of them as a prep tool, put them on some sort of visual reminder for you. And thinking about how will I set this conversation up so that I can meet these four objectives. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm seeing these coming through here. We'll take a look and we'll kind of poll them. And I want you to think about this. So if you're not meeting, looks like tackling tough challenges is pretty common. That seems to be the, you know, survey says most popular answer. And so I really want you to think about what objective do you need to get better at in order to tackle those tough challenges? Because there's a reason these are ranked in a certain order from 1, 2, 3, 4, right? So, you know, if we're not tackling tough challenges, like, what's the story that we're telling ourselves about the reality that's in front of us right now? Maybe you need to spend some time interrogating your reality. And so I want you to think about, have you done that? Have you interrogated your reality enough about these situations? Are you open to learning? Are you willing to let your reality as a leader be interrogated by your team? Or are you walking into so many conversations assuming that you're right? What is the tough challenge that you and others need to tackle in order to move the agenda forward? Like, what is at the root? Most conversations don't go that deep. We just scratch the surface because it's hard, right? Or it's like, oh, if we can really get to the root of the issue, we got more work to do. It's like, yeah, would you rather spin your wheels and bang your head against the wall all day long? Or would you rather really solve the meaningful problems that are really about evoking change and really about transformation? Because that's where it lives. And so I also want you to think about, how can I make sure that I focus my time and attention on enriching relationships with the person that I'm having this conversation with? Like, how do I think about building relationship with them prior to opening my mouth? And so, do I really want to invest in this relationship? Do I want it to grow? And I really want you to think about the relationships that you have in your life that you would say are wonderful or high trust or honest. The only way that you got to that place is because you've had these kinds of conversations. Conversation equals relationship. It's actually how we build them or don't, right? So, you know, I want you to think about, what are the goals that you typically have when you converse with people? What's your communication style? What kinds of things do you normally discuss? You know, what kind of things do you not discuss with people? Are there topics that would be more interesting, more profound, that would really help you to solve problems and move your career forward? All right. So hopefully you're starting to have some light bulbs go off here for you today, and you're starting to see the value and importance of conversations. And I'm going to take this a level deeper for you right now. Okay. So with one transformational idea, And the idea comes from the book, The Sun Also Rises, which was written by Ernest Hemingway. And in that book, there's a story about two characters that are sitting in a bar and they're having a drink. And one of the characters is looking really down on his luck, like he's just been through some really dark days. And the other character sits down beside him and they're sitting at the bar, probably having a whiskey. And the character says, So, hey, how did you go bankrupt anyway? And the guy looks at him and he's like, well, two ways, really, gradually, and then suddenly. And, you know, you think about that, and that is what transformational idea is. Our careers, our companies, our relationships, and our very lives succeed or fail gradually, then suddenly, one conversation at a time. Our careers, our companies, our relationships, and our very lives succeed or fail gradually, then suddenly, one conversation at a time. And so think about this idea of gradually, then suddenly. We have the failing side and we have the succeeding side, right? And so we only need to turn on the news or, you know, read anything in the media today to see this in action, right? You see gradually then suddenly happening on a global scale all around us. Think about some examples of gradually then suddenly that you've experienced internally inside your organization, on your team. You know, we've been living in gradually then suddenly all of 2020, right? And so the challenge is for every single one of us that we don't wake up until the pain of suddenly has showed up on our doorstep. We wait for that event, for that painful negative event to arrive on our doorstep before we decide to change our behavior, to do something different. So we spend our lives reacting to suddenlies instead of being proactive, instead of paying attention to gradually and doing the work day to day, moment to moment to help us arrive at our desired destination. And so people who understand this concept of gradually, then suddenly, who are really like, yes, this is where the work is, are constantly tracking the trends, not only in their careers and in their lives. And they're slowing things down to have the conversations that matter. And so we know this, though, like we understand this, and yet we still tend to avoid conversations that are real, that are tough. And I want you to really think about this for your career, because that's why you're here this week, is that the avoidance of these conversations is what accelerates a negative suddenly for you. So procrastination in conversation is where suddenly lives. It hangs out. It waits there. And it's like, man, I'm not going to talk about this. Well, life is just going to keep on trucking whether you talk about it or not. So here's some regrettable turnover for you. Here's the loss of an important customer for you. Here's some health issues for you. Here's the dissolution of a relationship for you. Here's bankruptcy for you, right? So all of those things are waiting for us, waiting for you to have the conversation. And so we fear failed conversations. So we don't have them, right? We fear the fallout. We fear the backlash. We play the conversation out in our head and then we never actually have it. How many nights have you laid in bed and been like, tomorrow is the day? And then tomorrow comes and you're like, not today. You know, we're afraid of the conversation failing, going badly, being completely disastrous, but it's actually the missing one that is costing you right now the most. And so here's the reason why. The missing conversation, you're removing any chance of a positive outcome. If you don't have the conversation, you're eliminating any chance of a positive outcome. By not having the conversation, you're almost guaranteeing the outcome that you are currently trying to avoid. And so take a moment right now and just picture the conversation you've been avoiding. Maybe it's with your spouse. Maybe it's with your child. Maybe it's with your boss. Maybe it's with your direct report. Or maybe it's somebody above you. Maybe it's somebody who's sitting beside you today. What do you feel? Now think about what that missing conversation is costing you. What is it costing your team? What is it costing your career? What is it costing your health? The list gets pretty long pretty quickly, right? And so loss of a promotion, failed relationships, career plateaus that we talked about yesterday, overwhelm and burnout, lack of time, lack of boundaries, all of these things, all of these negative results that we experience in our lives, is that there's beauty in that. But there's also a recognition that that's a product of unreal and missing conversations. And so here is what I want to circle back to. And that I genuinely believe there are no guarantees in life, right? And I do believe, though, that any single conversation has the power to change your future for the better if you let it. Any single conversation can. So my question for you today is, where do you want to be suddenly? What conversations have your name on it? Where do you need to have a conversation and with whom? When are you going to do it? What are you waiting for? And so, you know, what are the fierce conversations that you need to have? And I really want you to recognize that you hold the keys to the kingdom here. But this has got to be your work. These are your conversations to have. Because I can pretty much guarantee for you, nobody's going to come to you and be like, hey, I'd really like to sit down and have this honest conversation with you today. Most people struggle with this. And so what are you willing to do to get closer to what you want? Are you ready to be fierce? Are you ready to get honest? Are you ready to get real? Because that's what's required if you want to evoke this kind of change, personally and professionally. I want you to claim your worth. I want you to get where you want to be suddenly. I want you to travel light. I want you to travel agenda-free. I want you to have the results that you want to have. Your job in getting there is conversation. So here is what I want you to do. I want you to work on your conversation list on page 11. I want you to take some time today and to write down all the conversations that have your name on it. Who do you need to have it with? What's the topic? And when are you going to do it? And I want you to think about the tough challenge that you need to tackle in each of these conversations. What is the topic that we are not discussing at its core? I want you to book those conversations and get them on the calendar. Okay. And because you got to get out of your head and you have to take imperfect action with all of this. Okay. There's no such thing as a perfect conversation. You just got to get started. And the beauty of conversation is if you have one and it doesn't go well, what can you do next? You can have another one, right? So release the need and release the pressure that there's only one conversation that I can have with this person and then we're done. You're going to have lots. If you really want to turn things around, keep that in the back of your mind, gradually, then suddenly, all right? And so your homework today is easy, really. It should be. I want you to comment on the thread, which of the four objectives, 1, 2, 3, 4, is not being met in your conversations. And what are you going to do about it? How are you going to resolve that? What's your plan in meeting that objective going forward? I want to see some ideas and some strategies and some thoughts about how to do that moving forward. So, how are you doing? How are we doing here? I nearly lost it emotionally there because I'm thinking about all the conversations in my life that aren't happening and need to happen. And so, you know, I practice this and I'm a human being and it's hard, right? And like, I really feel how important relationships are and how deeply we all need to connect with each other and how this is how we do it. And so I hope that we did well today. I hope that you're thinking like, yeah, I got some conversations with my name on it and I'm going to work on how to improve the quality of my conversations because not only is it going to help my career, it's going to help my team, it's going to help to remove some barriers that are in front of me right now. And the more that I practice this, the more that I come out from behind myself and step into conversations and make them real, the better I get at this and the easier it becomes, right? And so that is what I want you to practice today. I really want you to think about the power of conversation in your life and what it can do for you and how can it begin to evoke change. And I want you to demonstrate loyalty and I want you to be fierce, okay? So let's talk about tomorrow. tomorrow is a very important day. Tomorrow is where we're going to overcome the barriers that are keeping your career stuck. And we've come a long way so far. And so this is where we're going to pull the biggest lever of all. And so I hope that you will be here with me tomorrow. I'm still going to be here. Same time, same place. I really want you to be here. I'm going to give you my secrets about how to break through where you are stuck in your career. I want lots of questions coming our way as well. So 12 p.m. Eastern, I will be here tomorrow. You don't want to miss it. We have so much more that is coming to you and more conversations that are coming your way over the next couple of days. And, you know, my hope for you is that at the end of this week, the end of this week and the end of those bonus sessions by next week, you can say, I got more out of taking that masterclass for free than I did out of the past 5 training classes that I've attended, right? Like, that's my hope. If I am not meeting that expectation for you, then tell me, be fierce and tell me, because I want to make sure that you're getting a lot out of this experience. That is why I am here. And so, you know, stay tuned. We're going to be announcing the winner of the scholarship on Friday. So you have to watch tomorrow. You got to do the homework tomorrow in order to get entered to win for Friday. You need to pay attention on Friday. As you know, we have replays that are posted and we have watch parties at night, which I've never done a watch party before. It's really fun. So if you can't make you know, a session over the next couple of days, you can tune in at night. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate every single one of you for being here, and you're making my week so amazing. You have no idea. And I'm so excited to read your responses tonight. I love reading them. I've got a lot of catching up to do. And so I will be tuning in, responding to all of your comments, your homework, your questions. And I can't wait to hear what are some of your biggest takeaways from today's session. So thank you so much for being here. Go out and do your homework, do your work. And I will see you here tomorrow live for overcoming the barriers that are keeping you stuck. Bye-bye, everybody. Take care.